Representative McCauley moves that the report of the Conference Committee on 153 as be adopted.
Furthermore, any comments? Representative McCauley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the House. Senate Bill 153 has had a long history, and the Conference Committee met, and we're recommending that we delete Section 2 from the House Education Committee engrossed Senate Bill 153. Basically, this problem comes to us a number of years ago. We allowed uncertified CEOs to run school districts, and there's been a couple of unruly ones that they've some school boards have had problems with. So what Section 1 does is just bring them under the control and subject them to the code of professional ethics as established in the existing law as if they were certified. The Conference Committee decided to remove Section 2, which allowed the Professional Administrators Practices Standards Commission to publish violations if they so chose. So I would recommend adopting the Conference Committee report and giving DECA, basically, and the Professional Administrators Practice Standards Commission the ability to regulate these uncertified professionals. Thank you.
Any further remarks? Representative Holbeck.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to ask any of the three people on the Conference Committee this question, please. What is it that happens to uncertified superintendents or administrators that go to the Professional Practice Commission? What happens to them at this point with this bill?
Representative McCauley, you were on the committee. Do you intend to answer that question?
Mr. Speaker, I will, the best that I can. Representative Holbeck, to the best of my knowledge, the Practices and Standards Commission holds a hearing which may be requested to be private by the person under investigation. If it is private, the results of that hearing are private. If it's public, then the results may be the same also.
Follow-up question, please.
State your question.
Follow-up question. If this hearing is private, then what gets done to this person?
Representative McCauley, do you consent to answer that question?
I will. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And Representative Holbeck, thanks for the question. Presently, under this bill, there's not a whole lot that else that can be done. By taking Section 2 out, which was the objectionable part, that really takes some of the teeth out of the bill. However, I will point out, under Section 1, it will give the school board the ability to refer this matter to an independent organization to investigate it and come up with their determination and conclusion that such wrongdoing has occurred.
Follow-up question, please.
Representative Holbeck.
Thank you.
State your question.
My question is, if there's nothing that can be done to this person, any more than what can be done now, what is the purpose for the bill?
Representative McCauley, do you intend to answer that question?
Mr. Speaker, I do. And Representative Holbeck, that's the question of the evening. Originally, this bill was brought and it came over to the House Education Committee attempting to make all CEOs certified or require that every CEO of any school district be certified. That did not pass the committee. This was brought out as kind of a compromise, an attempt to get something on the books to help maybe bring these people under control. Almost every profession in South Dakota is subject to some ethical code of conduct, but the uncertified administrators are not.
Further remarks? Hearing none. The question before the House then is the McCauley motion that the House adopt the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 153. Those in favor of that motion will vote aye, opposed nay. The clerk will have the voting machine, and members proceed to vote on adoption of the committee report 153.
Yeah, I will.
Representatives Broderick and Don Hennies. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 49, nays 21.
Recall a motion that the House adopt the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 153. I received a majority vote of the members elect. Is hereby declared adopted.